Over 40 in Vancouver. Hi, I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
Episode number 70.
At Archive and Revolver.
Live to tape. Episode number 70. Wow. What are we going to talk about today, Dale?
We're going to talk about how we still use the term tape for recording. No, we're not.
We should. About how painful podcasting recording is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like you have a YouTube.
Which is why we use Audio Boom.
You have a YouTube, but you
big,
don't have
big respect to props to Audio Boom for surviving in a really unprofitable niche.
Yeah, seriously.
For 10 years.
Many
I mean, we're not
fallen.
Paying.
Many have fallen. This is good.
Oh, actually, we're going to talk about ad-free CBC.
We
kind
are.
Of like over 40 Vancouver, ad-free.
Yeah, we're ad-free. Yeah, interesting developments. Like, there's a big media consultation going on by the Liberal government about, well, the struggles that the media has been having. And out of that, I heard it first from Jesse Brown's Canada Land. I don't know if he was the one that
instigated
it originally.
Paying him?
I'm actually paying him.
Ad-free?
I am actually paying him, and he's got ads, and it sucks. However, that's a slightly different discussion. I don't know if he instigated it or he just was championing it. But in any event, lo and behold, suddenly the CBC announced this week that if the government gave them an additional, I think it was $400 million to replace their ad revenue, they would go ad-free.
Did this come out of nowhere, or we heard rumors, rumblings about this in the past?
Well, it's always been a bone of contention about the public broadcaster who's getting tax money competing with other Canadian media for ad dollars, which is the only way that the private media can survive.
Ad-free or not, do you think the CBC deserves to should continue to exist as a publicly funded institution?
I think it does. I think it serves a vital role. I think it should be ad-free. I don't more from the point of view of being more neutral. Ad dollars will always distort how you do things because you have to be able to attract the advertisers. And I think the CBC, especially on their television side, I don't think, well, the radio side has always been no ads. Now it's,
and it's a lot cheaper to run.
And it's a lot, significantly cheaper to run. But the interesting thing is actually their electronic stuff that they're delivering on their website and through their podcasts. They have been putting ads in their podcasts, which is really freaking annoying, especially when their podcasts are coming from their public radio source. They aren't creating, like,
New content
just for electronic only, at least not that I'm aware of. I think I heard talk of them possibly doing that. And then the news that they repurpose onto their website will have, like, pre-roll ads and stuff.
Oh, no. Seriously?
You know, and it's like, no. Absolutely no. Especially since, technically, a lot of that stuff is already paid for. But, of course, it is, you know, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. And so how do you treat their whole internet division, particularly when that's where the industry's going? Their mandate hasn't really been discussed in terms of this.
It's exactly where the industry is going. Like,
yeah,
I drive to Whistler a lot to go cross-country skiing, and there are places where there's no signal radio-wise, but there's cell phone signal. So if I was listening to streaming anything, CBC or not, I would have uninterrupted access along the Highway 99 to Whistler, whereas with AM and FM, I have interrupted access.
Yeah. And we don't, terrestrial radio, there's still lots of locations that don't have good enough internet to support audio and video. Like, it's still
audio
really expensive.
They have enough. 56 kilobytes is enough for audio. So, but for video, yeah, it's a different story.
Well, even
kilobits.
Audio, it's expensive enough that you think about it. So terrestrial radio still has a place. Like, I would never advocate
yes.
that they go completely without terrestrial broadcast, but I definitely think there is a mandate for them to have internet presence,
so
and
why,
a good one.
Why couldn't they live? Why did they need ads in the first place?
Well,
and how can $400 million enable them to get rid of them?
That is the big question.
I thought they never needed ads in the first place, honestly. Like,
well,
you're not a favorite here, but I'm in favor of a British-style TV tax to get rid of ads once and for all and forever.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not. I think.
Or how about this?
I'm not
if
in favor.
If I pay my CBC tax,
You see,
then I get no ads.
That is a consumption tax. I'm not in favor of a consumption tax.
No, I know. It's a public good. It's a public benefit like transit. Right?
Yeah. It should go into the general taxes, I think.
Right.
And I don't have a problem paying for it.
Yes.
And I think in terms of like television, I think the CBC has horribly lost its way trying to compete with the CTVs and Globals or whatever those networks are called anymore, like for programming.
I think the Canadian government should take over hockey, and CBC should become an all-hockey network. So we fire Batman, and we get rid of all the U.S. teams, and then we have the original six,
I think
plus
you're gonna,
Winnipeg.
I think you're going to like...
And then
no,
CBC,
we get rid
all
of,
hockey, 12 ditch, months a year.
Ditch Hockey Night in Canada and start...
No. Hockey Night, 12 months a year.
Start broadcasting the local games. Like,
ooh.
Like, you know, the smaller leagues that the people are in locally.
The Medicine Hat.
You will always have people...
Those people are amazing.
You will always have people that will broadcast Hockey Night in Canada.
Okay, I've got a three-step program. Ban Bettman, ban fighting, broadcast all the local games, and not the NHL. How about that? The problem with those games is they're fantastic. The fans are fantastic, but there's too much fighting still. It's too rough.
Well, okay, that is a digression that I can't speak on.
Come on. Canada's national game. Oh, wait, that's lacrosse.
Wait, oh, yeah.
Because everything that we perceive as national is pretty much come from the Aboriginals. Like lacrosse.
Yeah,
yes.
Football / soccer.
Also,
different
Aboriginal game that perverted by the Brits. I don't know. I'm just making things up here at this point. Indigenous people rock, and they have invented most of the good stuff, in my opinion, in North America. Probably wrong. Probably only invented 90% instead of 100%. So the CBC, you think this is going to happen?
I would have said it wasn't going to happen, but now I think there's a fairly good chance. The fact that it's being talked about, I think it's going to make it somewhat inevitable.
I still don't think that's enough money, but like they're selling real estate, they're closing buildings, they're firing staff.
It's more complicated than just ads or no ads, right? In terms of the longer-term mandate and place CBC has in society. And their television stuff is so damn expensive, I personally think it needs to change. I don't think we need, especially now with where the internet is going and over the top, I don't think we need them transmitting entertainment stuff.
Yeah.
I think
Canadian entertainment. They don't need to transmit American, and they don't need ads. I agree.
And
they need programming in Indigenous languages, French and English, not in that order.
And I think...
In every region of Canada.
You look at the production cost of any single TV program, and it almost approaches, you know, what they're doing for ads. And you look at what they were
over
paying
time.
Peter goddamn Mansbridge. Like,
this is a PG podcast, Dale.
Man, you take... If they hadn't given that guy such a sweet deal, they wouldn't need advertising. Like, my God. For what he... Like, he's definitely
he should take
not
a pay cut.
It.
If he believes the CBC, he should take a pay cut.
What the hell were they thinking? The executives should have to give back
just like
their
the Sedin brothers took a pay cut for the salary cap to put it on terms that Jill Hockey can understand. Peter Mansbridge should take a pay cut to save the CBC.
Yeah, but he won't because he's whining about not having to actually have a conflict of interest by giving talks. Like, oh my God, I've lost revenue because I was being unethical. You have to pay me more. Like,
Dale, you're the last ethical man in the world. You and me, alone against the world. Ethics. Ethics are nothing. Ethics are bust.
It feels like it. I know.
And now from digression land, I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
Yeah, what do you think about the CBC, Anthony Hughes?
No opinion.
Joseph Planta, man behind the massive Planta Archive, thecommentary.ca, and our man in Toronto, Richard Erickson. What do you think? CBC, ad-free or not? Live from Archive by Revolver, I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
Ciao, tschüss.
Bye-bye.